It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled, another edition of the program. Thanks for being with us. You can always download the show via podcast, anywhere podcasts are found. So if you think to yourself, ooh, I'm not in the car all the time to be able to listen to Scott Mitchell's hot takes, but I want to hear them, you'll be able to get them via the podcast every day. Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback, 20-some-odd miles away at the KSL Draper Annex. Everything good on your end, bro?
Yeah, I want to hear my hot takes, too.
So we're going to jump right in. And, man, the world of sports has a lot of responsibilities. Currently, it's not to actually play sports. But it's to make commentary on some of the things that are going on. Everybody has to make a comment or not make a comment. And if you do one or do the other, you're going to be in trouble either way. It's our 8:05 cut. We're going to start right there on the program. So lend an ear.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, so before we make it too political, Scott, I do want to know, what's the responsibility of athletes and all this? Now, my wife was telling me last night, she goes, look, she follows all these people on Instagram, and people are absolutely going after the people she follows and is like, hey, you haven't said anything about this yet, and your silence speaks volumes. Just like we talked about with the NFL owners the other day. Them not saying anything speaks volumes. Now, it's a little different when all of their – I feel like their employees, the majority of their employees on their football team are men of color. And that's, I think, why people feel like there's more of a responsibility for them to say something. But there is a thing where everybody – she was like, these people are getting her, you know, quote-unquote influencers that she follows. They're getting killed either not saying anything or not saying the right thing and Drew Brees yesterday got caught up in this too, because in what he thought was a pretty innocuous interview on ESPN, and Drew Brees doesn't mess up very often. That's the other
right thing.
He is like a PR machine. He knows exactly what to say. This is Walter Payton, man of the year, for the NFL guy in the past. And so he knows exactly how to handle himself in public. He's beloved by almost everybody who's around him, except for Aaron Rodgers. But the thing is that this guy yesterday makes these comments, and
I don't think Drew Brees is wrong. Okay.
Well, so what he said was this. Let me set it up, and then you can tell me. He said, look, I think anybody disrespecting the flag, I'm not going to agree with anybody who's going to disrespect the flag. And I think what happened, most of the people that got on to comment about his comments about Colin Kaepernick, and then they are also, you know, putting it in the George Floyd category as well. They got on there saying, look, this has nothing to do with disrespecting the flag. This is about a guy being murdered, allegedly by the police.
Right. And so I think it's two separate issues. And that's why I don't think he's wrong in this. And that he look, I'm sure he's all about doing the right thing. And I don't think he in any way condones what happened to George Floyd. I just think he said, when we're at work and in any circumstance, disrespecting the flag is not something I believe in, and he should be able to make that statement. I don't have a problem with that. I just think people kind of combined the two and said, and the reason people were disrespecting the flag was because of what happened to George Floyd, that this type of thing goes on in America. And Colin Kaepernick was just trying to bring people's attention to it in a way he thought was the best way to bring light to it. And Drew Brees just disagreed, not necessarily that this issue happens, but the way to protest about it.
Yeah.
And the bottom line with all this, and I've been thinking about this. You talked about the NFL and some of these people. Why haven't they come out and said anything?
Specifically, the owners are getting beat up over it.
They probably feel like no matter what we say, we could be wrong. But also, they realize our business isn't social justice. It's not about affecting change in the world. It's about
They pretend like it is, though. Like they run the commercials when they're like, "Look, we stand.
We all put on the good face." Okay, but what really has the NFL done in its entire existence to really help make change in society? I mean, they've had a rule in place for minority hiring. Like they specifically, you have to interview a minority candidate, and what has it led to? Nothing. And so I think I kind of equate
the coaches the minority coaches who are qualified, and like are the guys who get hired, right? I mean, you think about probably the most recognized minority coach in the NFL is who? Mike Tomlin. Probably,
yeah, but right? my point about it, Alex, isn't who's getting hired. My point is they've had incentives. They've had initiatives.
They put things out there.
They try to put them out there, but it's lip service. All of this is lip service, if you want my opinion. And here's why I think it is. We live in a world of insanity. We keep saying and doing the same things over and over and expect it to change. When I came back from The Biggest Loser, my goodness, I was in the best shape of my life, Alex. Unbelievable. I swore to myself, I will never go back. I will never go back to being overweight. And guess what? I got back into my same world, the one that I had lived in for years and years and years, the same habits, the same things. And guess what? Nothing changed. It stayed the same. So if you're looking for professional football to change our society, everyone's going to be disappointed. Everyone's going to be disappointed with all of these athletes if you're looking for them to change our society. Those changes have to come from other places. It doesn't mean players or the league shouldn't support or agree with these things, but I'm not sure that they're capable, or if there's really, I'm just being blatantly honest here, or if there's really a willingness from the league and from the players to really step out there and say.
What could the NFL do more then?
They can't do any. What? Stop playing football? I mean, they're not geared for that. They're just they've done it. When the stuff came out with Colin Kaepernick, they created this task force, and I think they funded it with like $85 million. And they said, okay, you the players in the league, you come to us with your issues, with causes that we can get behind. And there was fighting over, you know, where the money should go and who should get it and all of these things. And have you heard anything? I haven't heard a thing about it. I haven't heard, you know, have they helped people out? Have they done anything? I don't know. And you never do. I learned this as an NFL player. They're interested in one thing, putting a product on the field, and it's what have you done for me lately that really matters to the NFL. That's all that matters. And they don't care what kind of individual you are, for the most part. What they care about is a product going on the field that's called football.
Let's take a break here. We're going to come back. We've got updates, of course, with the NBA. You talk about a league that is committed to getting going. Everybody should look and see what Adam Silver is doing in the NBA to try to figure out how to get their league back on the field, back on the court, the right way. Because I think the NBA is doing it right. When we come back, we'll talk about that. Drew Brees, of course, today throwing out a ton of apologies, mostly to his teammates. These are guys who yesterday pleaded and cussed at him and tried to make change that way, and he came today full on with the apology. So we've got so much more to talk about. So stay right here with us. It's KSL's Unrivaled right here on KSL News Radio.
Tune in. 2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.